It's time for Brother Larry's Sinner's Sunday. Oh yeah. You tell him, Larry. Brother Larry coming at ya.
Thank you, Brother Dre. Thank you, Lariats, and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Sinner's Sunday, the only steepled structure in the known universe with a neon cocktail sign on the outside and a full bar on the inside. This is the longest-running Saturday night after-party where the beer is cold, the ribs are hot, and all the women are pointy. Hey, happy Mother's Day! Today is Mother's Day, so if perchance you're being hip to that fact at this very moment, oh, better zoom off to the store and grab some schmaltzy card and or flower arrangement. Hey, forget about a dinner reservation, too late for that. But I'll share a trick with you I used back when my first kid was an infant and it was tough finding babysitters. I still wanted to give her mom that fine dining restaurant experience without leaving the house. There was a real good Italian joint not too far away that had kick-ass takeout. So I'd order everything from the antipasto to the cannolis and get a nice bottle of Chianti and throw a gingham tablecloth on the table, spark a couple of candles, dim the lights, hit the Sinatra, and presto, a dinner out without ever leaving the house. It worked pretty good. So if you can't get a reservation somewhere for Mom, try that. And the prep and cleanups, a snap. It's Mother's Day, another manufactured holiday, but I suspect that before it was officially established, people may have already celebrated some version of it. I mean, who has more influence on the planet than Mom? Nobody. And the most famous mom of all, of course, was Mother Mary, a teenage mom, and very nearly an unwed one. As famous as she is, she's still kind of a cipher, a mystery chick. Why is that? I'll get to that in a moment. This is the 14th gathering of Sinner's Sunday, and just like always, there are some new faces in the crowd, so I'd like to give you just a quick glimpse of why I'm doing this. I believe that big-time religions, which I like to call God providers, while doing a lot of good around the world, they also tend to lose their way and distort their deities to fit their own nefarious purposes. I really can't speak to how that works in Eastern faiths, but having been raised Roman Catholic and endured 16 years of Roman Catholic education, I can tell you with inarguable certitude that they have, without question, recut the real JC into some weird character who is antithetical to what the real dude must have been like. What do I mean? Well, look at depictions of him. Always this sad-eyed, humorless, sunken-chested guy who spoke in whispered riddles. That is a total fabrication, because people are the same now as they ever were, and people tend not to follow guys like that, do they? In fact, to put it in today's parlance, you might assume JC was an incel. That's a term we'll be exploring in the regular show this Tuesday. Now, you don't have to dig very deep to realize that JC was a card. A smart aleck, a guy who liked to drink and curse and was prone to bodacious acts of violence. Yeah, that's who he really was. And that does not square up with the drippy manlet the church has created, does it? I already explained how we know he liked to party and drink in episode 71, and we learned he liked to curse in episode 69. Check them out. You'll see. You can find them at thatlarryshow.com. So is it possible, or even likely, that they've done the same damn thing to his mom, Mary? She's presented as what? Basically a two-dimensional character with a small supporting role. In fact, so vaguely and beigely rendered was she. She had to make many earthly cameos since then just to assert herself. She made a big splash at Fatima in Portugal and Lourdes in France. There were 7 other posthumous appearances by her in Mexico, Ireland, and Belgium. She got around quite a bit, but it seems her favorite hang was France, with a total of 4 visitations there. And who can blame her? The food is the best. So what might the real Mary have been like? She too has been cut, chopped, channeled, reduced, pureed, and reconstituted into the persona the God providers want her to be. The woman that fit their agenda. Basically, a meek little haloed zombie who is a minor player in the biggest drama of all time. A chick who kept her eyes and her head down and did what she was told. But, just as with JC, you don't have to dig very deep to uncover the real Mary. When JC makes his debut as a miracle worker at the wedding at Cana, they run out of wine. Kind of a big deal at a Jewish wedding. Those could rock on for as long as 3 days. So empty wine goblets were a disaster. And mild little Mary, who has now been raising JC for 30 years, 30 years, think about that. In that time and place and culture, the Jewish timeline for a boy was this. At age 5, reading the Bible. 10, learning the Mishnah, that's the oral Torah. At 13, bound to the commandments. At 15, the study of the Talmud. At 18, marriage. At 20, the pursuit of business. So there's her big lug of a son at age 30. Hell, life expectancy wasn't very much more at that time. And what's he doing with his life? Still working in the old man's business. But she knows he is capable of so much more. Actually, he's capable of anything. And being mom, she's doubtless already seen him do some eye-popping miracles at home. And she knows he can fix the wine shortage with a snap of his fingers. And the wedding is for her friends, not her son's friends. Yet, he has brought along all 12 of his posse. Any wonder they ran out of wine? When the wine ran out, it was not his idea to roll up the sleeves of his robe and start the fast-track fermentation process. He was pressured, manipulated into doing that by his mom. She grabs him and tells him, there is no wine. And does he step up to the plate? Does he say, okay, Ma, no problem. I got this. No, he's kind of a wise ass. He tells her, woman, what has this to do with me? My time has not come. As if he's in the winemaker's union, and he hasn't yet had his card punched. And can you see Mary? She probably wanted to slap him. Hell, maybe she did. Does this allegedly meek, humble little woman plead with her son or kiss his ass? No. She's so large and in charge, she does not even answer Jesus. Instead, she grabs the head waiter and says, hey, this is my son. Do whatever he tells you. She puts Sonny Boy between a rock and a hard place. What head waiter, wine steward, or caterer would obey a command like that from some woman? Unless Mary's reputation preceded her. Maybe she was a notorious hard ass and a maniac, and they didn't want to piss her off. And neither did JC. He'd had 30 years with her, and he knew exactly what she was capable of. So just to shut her up, the caterer takes JC back into the kitchen. The guy knows his job is on the line because he fucked up and didn't order nearly enough wine. And maybe he's back there kvetching and tearing his hair out, and that's when JC says, hey, maybe I can help you out here. And the wine steward says, what are you going to do, run down to Bevmo and pick up a few hundred gallons of Pinot Noir? And now, JC, who is, let us not forget, still a dude, half God, but also still half dude, he's not going to back off from a challenge. He says to the wine guy, here, all my beer. And presto, there's enough wine for a month-long fiesta. And it's the best wine anyone has ever tasted. And when JC exits the kitchen and goes back to his table, there's Mom with her arms folded and that triumphant smirk all women get on their faces when they manipulate any man. It's unmistakable. That scene tells us so much about the world's most famous mom. She seems like a can-do, take-no-shit kind of chick. She may have had a lot more to say to him with his snotty, "What has this to do with me? My time has not come," comment. Think about that Talmud timetable I mentioned earlier. According to that, JC was a champion slacker, an epic underachiever. Maybe Mary went off on him.
"Your time has not yet come? Who the hell are you, Johnny Entropy? When the hell are you planning on starting your life? You still work for your father. You're hanging around with your 12 weirdos all day. I'm pushing you out of the nest, baby bird, right now. Waiter, get over here."
If Mary had been the kind of woman the Catholic Church shows us, that wedding would have been a dry affair and a total dud, and maybe JC would never have debuted as who he really was. As a kid, I would stare at big statues of her in church. She was always beautiful. But the ones that always jazzed me were the ones that showed her crushing that serpent beneath her sandaled foot. That looked so cool and courageous. I mean, you might step on a snake wearing heavy boots, but sandals? Whoa. Mary had guts. So is Jesus a mama's boy? Well, hell, aren't we all to some extent? There's something about boys and moms and girls and their dads, right? It must be tough to grow up without both. No matter how I would piss off the old man, I always knew Mom would offer me sanctuary. And with my daughters, I've always been the soft touch sap they could go to when Mommy's in no mood for nonsense. That's just the way it is. And it's a plan that works out pretty well, doesn't it? So today, when you sit down at dinner with Mom, put any negative memories out of your mind and just dig on the luxury of having her there with you. Many of us don't, and wish we did. And for all the moms and moms-to-be listening right now, and I know there are many, I wish you love and happiness and gratitude for everything you do. You are the best. Now, before I sign off today, I want to tell you about a weird development across the street at the Take No Shit Dojo. Ensconced there is one of the loves of my life, Moose, the guard dog. Moose only weighs 13 pounds, but 9 of those pounds are in his balls. He's crazy smart, and he would charge a Bengal tiger in defense of me and my family. Well, suddenly Moose is having the most horrific seizures. It's like he's hooked up to a taser, and every muscle in his body contracts and he flails around, and worst of all, he stops breathing as this occurs. Where am I going with this? Well, some listeners who are also friends are always inducting me into new Facebook groups. Often they're groups focusing on things I know little or nothing about, like one devoted to marijuana. Oh yes, that's what I call it, and screw that idiot that thinks it's an offensive term. Anyway, I'd read that marijuana can help reduce seizures, even in dogs, and I mentioned this in this group of potheads, and the response was, well, overwhelming. Though I do own and operate the Take No Shit Dojo, I can sometimes be an emotional blob, like when you wonderful people just suddenly pitch in to help me with something like this. Such is your beauty and the beauty of the dojo. I never mention last names on the air without prior consent, so I'll just say thank you. Wes, Jack, Robin, Eric, Arcan, Mike with a Y, Maya, Christian, Rob, Bobby El Combusto, Tanner, Fred, David, Mike with an I, and those posts just keep coming. So if I left anyone out, know that I am grateful and I love you. And I'll keep you updated on Moose's condition. Now this Tuesday, slide across the street to the dojo, where there will be a hell of an episode waiting for you. It's called Sorry is for Suckers. We live in the gotcha age, and this I'm sorry shit has gotten out of hand. As somebody we all know said, when I'm wrong, I'll apologize. We'll also tee off on a story about some school kid in Connecticut that made Legos into the shape of a pistol, and the school called the cops on him. We're not letting that go unanswered. No siree, Bob. And of course, we'll be deep diving into the word that always makes me laugh, incel. So, if you're getting comfort, solace, and enlightenment out of this ministry, go to thatlarryshow.com and click the Patreon button. Join the dojo. Shoot me an email at thatlarryshow@gmail.com and tell me what's on your mind. Or leave us a voicemail at 302-71-LARRY. We'll play it on the air. Happy Mother's Day, everybody, and God bless.